And good morning. Hey, welcome to the Five Hand Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. It is a Friday morning. I think I skipped last week, but it was my anniversary and we kind of took off to the New Hope up here in Pennsylvania. And there was a wedding, so it all worked out good. Sorry I didn't do a show last week, but it's Fortune Cookie Friday. Yay! And I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, get home to family and friends, and have a little fun, right? Today, a little fun is going to be the Fortune Cookie Friday. Topic I want to talk about is don't mess with Save PI planning event. So you had the product increment planning event that happens in Save, which is a two-day event for a quarter, whatever time box you want to, you could do it every 2 months if you wanted to do a PI. You can do whatever you want. They don't exactly tell you when, but most people do a quarter, which is 3 months, you know. Don't mess with it. And we're going to talk about that a little bit because people mess with it, you're being dumb, right? And you're like, wait, why are you saying that? I said, you're going to find out sooner or later that you, if you make it shorter or longer, it doesn't work. And 2 days is just about the right fit. And I'm going to talk about why and what implications there are if you make it shorter or longer. And my experience is doing lots of PI planning events over time. But I always find it amazing how people think they're so much smarter than probably tens of thousands of teams right now that have done PI planning event. And I always, you know, everyone says, oh, I could do it better, faster, quicker. And after you do it so many times, it does work out about right. 2 days for PI planning works pretty darn well. It's a nice medium where it sits. It maybe not satisfying. And maybe you can make it better on the edges. But there's some abuses of Safe that people complain about. Like, oh, who's Safe? Yeah, the people that were all PMO people that want to document everything out of Safe and make it a procedure and have checkboxes for everything you do in your life. Yeah, that's what gave Safe a bad name, at least as far as PI planning event goes. But we'll talk about it. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna do Fortune Cookie Friday. So this one we're saying. So in PI planning is Safe because as an Agile coach, there's lots of things. When you go into big corporations, they like Safe. It's Safe's not bad. Safe's not evil. Some people will say it is. There's less. There's other things, but in essence, they do it differently because they're going, oh my God, we're totally different. And they do it the same in many aspects also. So why the 2 days? Well, when you think about it, Safe's got a couple of things that people violate all the time. Like for the fact that they say, you know, 8, 6 to 12 teams and a Safe PI planning is about what you want to get. I've done it with 40 teams. I've done it with more teams. I've done it with multiple organizations. We had to reserve entire hotels to meet these events because everyone wants to plan at the same time. It becomes a logistical crazy house. Maybe I'll talk about that one day, but if you ever go to that far, there's a lot of logistics in that. Is it good, bad? I don't know. Depends. The more teams, the longer, the more it's going to. But I've had teams, I had companies where are they like, oh, I can't spend 2 days. I'm like, you're spending millions of dollars. You don't want to spend 2 days. Because I will say this, as also a PM or program manager, anytime I did a program that spent a couple million dollars, we spent at least a day or two planning what we were going to do on that project. So if you think waterfalls out of that, but 2 days is about right. So we've spent that time. So don't say, oh, we did that waterfall planning and never spent 2 days doing it. Like, if you didn't spend a day at least planning with all your teams and all your different parts of your organization doing that, then you probably didn't make your schedule anyhow and probably over budget too and probably missed a lot of things. So that's a norm in the program management world also. But why 2 days? If you think about it, I should have brought the whiteboard out. But in the beginning, which I love, you have the business comes in, architecture, technology, and they kind of present what's going on in the quarter, what new things are rolling out, what they want to cut in into the system. Then you do after that's done, you start with team activities where the teams are in breakout groups. They meet, they talk about their plan, they lay out all the work they want to do, and they try to lay that out. And then later today, everyone comes back and says, all right, is everything okay? Do you need anything from us? Are you on a good track? And towards the end of the day. Now, this is where, and at the last day, where if you do more than 12 teams, what starts happening? And I have had to optimize those last parts a lot because a lot of these organizations want more than 12 teams, 16, 20, 40 plus teams. And in that reporting out, there's really not a lot of time. You don't really go through the whole plan. You have to reverse it where the people walk around the room and check out the plan. I like using Mural or Miro or one of those whiteboarding tools. And I actually tell them, you got to go walk around each team's group. And I design stuff so that you can find all their boards pretty easily and kind of look around. Because if you're doing it, you'll figure it out and it can be done. So the idea is that the teams take the responsibility walking around. You don't go reading on a board each and every epic that you're working. It's the responsibility and the ownership of the adults in the room to walk around. So you have to adjust that when you have more. So again, first day, introduce some stuff. It's going to take an hour or two. It's just going to. It just does. Unless you're not doing any innovation whatsoever. Maybe that's a problem. And then having the teams get together, looking at the stuff, putting stuff together, putting little puzzle pieces together, as you might call it, and get ready for that. The second day, right, get together again, meet as a team, meet as an organization, go meet with them. Like you identify, hey, we didn't get to meet yesterday, let's meet. So the morning's going to take that. The second half of the morning, a little bit of breakout groups. So now this is where I think a lot of groups make mistakes. Is they make giant PowerPoint slide presentations. And my whole time doing Safe with Organizations is to get away from that as much as possible. A lot of old PMOers will call it a readout program. It's not a readout, right? It's really supposed to be a confirmation. Here's our risk. Here's telling management, telling the other teams, telling everyone. Last thing, here's some adjustments we made since yesterday that we made and met with some people, eliminated some risk. Got some new risks. What's the risk associated with us meeting our plan for the quarter? Asking management, we need help here. We need to meet. These are the couple of things we didn't get to cover during this PI event, but we're going to address later this week in a meeting 101. And again, it's not a readout and it takes all day. And this is so even if you tighten it up, like if you're doing more than 12 teams, you got to tighten it up. When you tighten up, it takes a full 2 days. Some things might get done earlier, but I'll tell you, when you get done earlier, it tells me you're really not having a discussion. If you get done quicker than that, I guarantee you it's more of a readout, okay? And I could just walk in the room and I'm just like, yeah, you're just doing a readout. You're really not having a discussion. You're not debating whether or not this is achievable. What does it meet the customer thing? You're not asking questions. I bet you. So if you get it done in less than 2 days in that. So there's a lot of teams saying, oh my God, we got 2 days. What are we doing? It takes a lot of energy to plan stuff out. Anyone who really does software right, not the half-ass shit. No, it takes a lot of planning and discussion to figure out all the connections and especially in these old legacy code and the complexity and how everything's doing everything. And now you got different platforms and different groups and different teams and they do different things and everything. So 2 days comes about right. It's a right fit. There's been tens of thousands of teams doing this in Safe. So if you're thinking, I tell people when they say velocity pointing by hours and stuff like that, I said, you know, there's tens of thousands of teams that do this. They got a nice fit. Oh, we can do it faster. Oh, it should be 4 or 5 days. Every group complains that Safe is too long. They spend too much time planning. When I have organizations that take that 2 days and spread it into 4 or 5 half days, it defeats the idea, right? The idea is you get in, you plan it, you get done, because the plan is going to change after it's over. So by spreading it out, doesn't mean you plan any better. And we're only talking 3 months here. It's not a year. It's not some grandiose plan. It's just, what are we going to do for the next 3 months? If you have a 2-week sprint, it's 6 sprints, right? So this concept, we need to spread it out because there's not enough time or people are all over the place. again. Now they're going to complain again. We're taking too much time in the week. We're taking a whole week of planning and not doing any coding, right? So now we're taking too much time. We're not getting coding done because now we decide we need to spread out 4 days because we have so many teams in the room, so many things going on. As a manager, I can't keep up with it. So I'm going to be the constraint factor, make you spread it out because me as a manager in charge of all these groups can't be everywhere at one time. Did you notice that? And now it changes into what's in it for management, not what's in it for the team. Did you notice that? So when that happens, I guarantee you it's because certain managers can't be there and they want to spread it out over time because they have multiple things they want to go to because they want to feel important. That's where safe falls apart. The opposite is where you try to make it smaller, a half, you know, a day, a half day, whatever. You can't do it. It really falls apart. Some people say they can do a lot of pre-work. I have yet to go to a PI session where something didn't pop up within a day or two of the PI session that the customer came in and said, this is what we really want to do. This is the change. The more you plan in advance, the more constraints and more frustrated you're going to be when that happens. And it will happen. It always happens. If you say it never happens, I'll call you out on your bluff and say, bullshit, excuse me. But yeah, but it does happen. So making it smaller, think about it. You want to do the technology, right? You want to talk, have the teams go meet with other teams, right? You want to change your schedule around based on feedback. You want to meet with some more other teams. I've always, the biggest complaint I get from teams is they don't get enough time to talk to other teams. That is the consistent complaint I get of all the PI sessions I've done for the past 5-6 years. Hundreds and hundreds of teams. Big organizations, small organizations, the teams always complain they don't have enough time. So if you crunch it down, that just eliminates teams, time for the teams to talk. Why don't you want to do it ahead of time? Because you want the teams to produce code, produce product. So the more planning and more spreading out beforehand, the more you involve the teams, the less time they spend doing their job, what they really get paid for. It doesn't make sense. Product owner, they can do all that stuff themselves, figure out the big picture items, get the big, you want to call them big rocks together prior to from planning so they can introduce it in that first half day, 2 hour event where they show what we're going to work on during the quarter. And of course, you can submit that ahead. But we, one place we called it a roadway, taxiway, whatever you want to call it, landing path going into PI planning. Get enough stuff. And that's good because it stretches those people and makes them think and talk to their customers and go out there and reach out and grab information maybe. But they should be doing that all the time anyhow. But it's a good thing. But what I'm saying, when you want to try to make it smaller than 2 days, you're going to fail. When you make it longer than 2 days, you're going to fail and you're going to get complaints. Here we go. Do we estimate exploratory work? Of course. And actually, when you do that PI week, like there's a week in there, you should be doing exploratory work in there. And really, as a dev team, exploring that, right? You know some big items you haven't been. Spend that week, do some tests, do some, because everyone wants to do coding and you do planning. So that PI week is there. You got a week, 2 days of PI planning. So yes, you should do exploratory work and actually bake that into your planning. Give it some points. Buff it up, risk reduction. So that's all part of that plan. And we got thumbs up. Thank you, appreciate. So yeah, thank you. So that's what you need to think about. So that I just want to share you. If you think you're better than 10,000 teams, tens of thousands of teams who have done PA planning and make it shorter, PA planning the event, shorter or longer question, well, why, right? And watch your PI, go ahead and experiment. This is one thing. I don't have a problem with people experimenting, trying to make it smaller, longer. But me as the coach, I'm going to point it out to you and I'm going to let you know I'm watching and observing and I'm going to come back and tell you what I observed. When I say all it becomes is a PowerPoint presentation and there's no interaction, you're going to hear it from me. If I say we got a lot of people doing a lot of things, spending half their time doing other stuff and losing productivity, you're going to hear it from me. So there's that window. But I'm going to have those observations for people. I do think one last thing on that. Oh, we're at 15-minute mark. I can't do one more. We're past our time. Another show. So we're going to do Fortune Cookie Friday because I'm past the 15-minute mark because I gabbed way too much. So Fortune Cookie Friday. We open a fortune cookie. This comes from those agile accountants that destroy PI planning and try to make it a checkoff sheet and verification of everything you do. So these agile accountants put us a message in these fortune cookies, double wrapped in plastic in a cookie barrier. And we open it up, see how it applies to the show, our concept, our mission, agile in general. So I'm opening it up. I have no idea what it says. And we're going here live. Fortune Cookie Friday with the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Okay, music melts all the separate parts of our bodies together. Okay, this is interesting. Music melts all the separate parts of our bodies together. I don't know, but I love music. I worry about, you know, You can't play my music because you violate some kind of copyright thing. However, when you do PI planning, it's nice to have music in the transition. Why? You know, you can do the Boy Scouts, put your fingers up. Everybody, we gotta quiet down. Music might be a good transition for your PI planning event. When you know you're coming back from things, have some music, pleasant music, not... I don't know. You can do whatever they like. Maybe some groups vote on some music. That would be great. Have a whole selection of music sent out there. What music do you want to hear during the transition between things? It gets the teams involved. So let's go with that. So music melts all the separate parts of your bodies together. Okay. I like music. Everyone likes music. Maybe some intro music into your daily scrum, you know, so it's just not dead air. Play something nice. And we used to do it where we'd have different people bring in their bumper music and pick something. They each got a different one for the week or a different day, and they would pick different songs. But you can do the bumper music for your PI planning. How about that? So with that, I'm going to say happy Friday, happy scrumming. I wish you all the best, and take care, and see you next time. Bye. And see you.